Okay, welcome everybody to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting of May 16th, 2023 at 6 o'clock p.m. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Terry Fincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
And Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollitt.
Here.
Cindy Byram, Financial Consultant.
Here.
Daniela Duryarte, Financial Consultant.
Here.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. Approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of April 18th, 2023, and regular board meeting minutes and warrants of April 18th, 2023. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve. Did you say regular board meeting too?
Yes.
A and B. Make a motion to approve A and B.
Do I have a second?
Okay, so the motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis and second by Director Brock. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay, warrants none, awards of contract none. New business, number one is discussion action for recommendation to transfer majority of LAIF account funds to California CLAP. So,
let me get that. California CLAS, that is the long title, is California Cooperative Liquid Asset Security System. So, this is a fund very similar to LAIF, but it has a few features that make it even more attractive than LAIF. It's a relatively new fund. It started about a year ago. It's managed by public trust advisors. They've been managing funds like this in several states for over 30 years. When I first did the research on CLAS, I met with, again, the people at the top, and they literally sent me 30 years of data to show me what their returns were and to ensure that they maintain a stable net asset value, which is a dollar that goes in is a dollar that comes out. And that's one of the things that is somewhat unique to LAIF is if you put a dollar in, you get a dollar out. There's really virtually no risk of losing principal unless LAIF was to dissolve and say, we have to pay everybody out, you might lose a little bit. Whereas some other types of investments, like a CalTrust investment, your value can go up or down depending on how the market's doing. So dollar in, dollar out is very important. So if you think about your investment policies, the things you're looking for is safety, liquidity, and yield. So it's a very safe investment, dollar in, dollar out, liquidity. You want to be able to get to your money the same day. With LAIF, you can get to your money if you call them by 10 o'clock. At CLAS, you can get to your money if you call them the same day by 11 o'clock. So it's a little bit more liquid. They're investing in very safe assets, but here's the last component of an investment policy is yield. CLAS, their yield, as of April 30th, was 5.6%, and LAIF was 2.87%. So we can almost double interest earnings by going with CLAS. So how do they do it? The way they do it is LAIF's investments are about 10 months out. So they're longer. So think about it, that the investments they bought were at a lower interest rate because the feds have continuously raised the interest rates. CLAS's investments are about 30 to 60 days. So every time the feds raise interest rates, CLAS is able to get more yield and then pass it on to its members of the JPA. It is a JPA that it requires very minimal registration to participate, as opposed to when you signed up with LAIF, you had to pass a resolution, change all kinds of things. So it's pretty easy to set up. I am setting this up at all of my clients just because I've met with all the people at the top there. I feel good about, I know several people on the board of directors. I feel good about the investment, and who doesn't want to double their interest income? I raised my hand for that. So I feel pretty good about it. So all other things being equal, and I think they are equal, LAIF and CLASS, you want to go for the higher yield. This was never an issue before because LAIF wasn't paying anything. Nobody was paying anything. A year ago, interest rates were zero, practically. So, well, not a year ago, but maybe 18 months ago. So there's been a significant chance to finally start bringing in some interest income. In our budget, we've budgeted for $24,000 in interest income. But imagine if we can double that, that'd be $50,000. That's an extra $24,000, $25,000. That's really not bad, given that you would really have the same access to your funds. So I'm happy to answer questions. I've thoroughly researched this, so I hope I would know the answer.
If you I know you went over it, but I did miss. So taking the money out, what's the difference between, can you go over that again? So what's the difference between LAIF and CLASS?
There is no difference in taking the money out, but there are, they're unusual in that there are other investment mechanisms that some of my districts use against my advice sometimes, but that where you can actually lose principal. A dollar in may not be a dollar out. It might be 90 cents out. So that's really important because a lot of investments don't guarantee that. And LAIF and CLASS both do.
Was this from you or was this from?
I wrote it.
But yeah, well, we talked about trying to get more money, more return on investment. So the money's just sitting there, so you might as well, mm-hmm. like I said, double your interest.
And the recommendation was to keep LAIF open. Do they have a minimum?
Yeah, because what could happen is I could see down the road, given that CLASS's investments are so short. If the Fed start lowering interest rates, there's going to be a crossover point where LAIF is going to yield more than CLASS. As soon as that crossover point happens, we'll do the reverse. So, and I, trust me, I will monitor that all the time. It's not even close, though, right now.
I understand it all. I feel we ought to go for it.
I like the idea of having them both open.
Exactly. You know? I want to talk to you personally, you know, about investing in that.
I wish I could invest in that. I would take the 5%.
Yeah.
So the recommendation is to keep $10,000 in LAIF?
Yeah, I think you do have to keep a minimum amount in LAIF. I don't know what that is, but I've seen agencies that have $10,000. In there, so you can get to the money just the same, and that's really the most important thing. If you needed to get to money quickly, you can, even more quicker with CLASS.
Do we have a motion? Is there any more discussion?
I'm going with the motion to back where I was.
Tab one.
Huh?
I was going
to
say it's on
tab 1. Oh. We're on discussion. Do
so business in the California CLASS.
Yes.
I make a motion to approve a recommendation to transfer a majority of LAIF amount account funds to California CLASS.
Okay. And $10,000 is out.
Oh, and leave $10,000 in LAIF, is that what you call it?
It's a minimum mm-hmm. requirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
yeah,
may not
yeah.
be it.
Let's go with minimum requirement.
Right.
Whatever it is. I second it.
Okay.
All right, so the motion was to transfer the majority of the LEAF account funds to California class account, all but the minimum requirement needed to leave the LEAF account open, made by Director Davis, second by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay. Next up, number two is discussion action. Offer by Symphony Wireless to buy out cell tower lease at 520 Seminole.
This is actually just supposed to be discussion, not action.
He's just going to give a presentation.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Katz, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everybody. Can you hear
me?
You're
on the floor. Yes, we can hear you, and you have the floor.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So I've been speaking with Mr. Michael Pollack. Our company is looking to extend an offer on a long-term partnership regarding specifically, yes, this one cell tower site, 50020 Seminole, but I also think there's a couple others that Michael and I discussed. So it's a long-term partnership by which we acquire, develop, and manage this cellular site. So the acquisition on the front end, that would be a lump sum buyout in exchange for the monthly rent payments that are being received for that cell site. And then the develop and management portion of it, we will market the site to all of the top carriers throughout the country. We have relationships with the Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, Dish Networks expanding their network as well. And so if we can add additional tenants on any of these sites, then we would split that new additional rent stream with the water district. We start at 50-50, but that's negotiable. But that's the big picture idea here. So on the front end, it's a buyout of the current existing lease agreements, and then we go ahead and market the site to try to help capture some of that upside, and we share in that upside with you guys. In the materials shown here in the packet, there is just an example of our offer because Michael and I have not gotten into the details of these sites yet. But on any given cell site, if you're collecting $3,000 per month, our offer would come in at around $700,000. So that first page of the packet is really the most important to you guys. The second and third page, not as important, especially when it comes to tax strategies, because you guys would not be subject to capital gains taxes as a public entity. We work with lots of water districts, towns, municipalities, cities, you name it, in addition to school districts. The bottom line typically within this decision comes down to, is there somewhere in our budget where we could use this capital? Because at the end of the day, if there are no holes in the budget at all and you are 100% positive that you're going to retain that property for the next 50 to 100 years, then I don't know if it's the best fit for both sides to do a deal here. But if you guys can find anywhere in your budget any sort of project where you could use the capital, then this does become a pretty good business decision on the capital on the front end, and then hopefully we can capture the upside and share that upside with you guys moving down the line. So yeah, we just had early conversations and wanted to discuss with the board here tonight to see if we would move forward and review these lease agreements and then get an offer in writing to present at a later date.
Okay.
And I'm happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
The one main question I have is what for future leases. You're going to maintain the future leases, and we will have the opportunity for annual accounting of leases and have the right to audit to make sure that we're receiving the proper half of the revenue.
Yes. Yep.
Absolutely. So there's an annual review for us to review to make sure that everything that you said is happening will happen.
Yes, absolutely. So in terms of breaking down the deal, the two things that we purchase would be, one, your interest in the lease agreement, and then, two, an easement where the site is located so that we have the power to bring on additional tenants. But it's an easement agreement and a net profits agreement that you guys would be signing if you proceeded with the deal. So yes, you would have the right to annually review all the materials for any additional tenants that we bring on.
Okay. So it's an easement agreement, not a land lock.
Correct. Yeah, it's okay. We say perpetual easement, but legally you can only go up to 99 years. So it's a 99-year easement. That is kind of our bread and butter, but we are also willing to talk about shorter terms. I know if you go from 99 to 60 years, there's not that much of a difference in the purchase price. But if you start going to 50, 40, 30 years, then we would potentially take some capital off of the purchase price, but you guys would get the site back whenever that agreement expires.
Right, right, okay.
So, quick question. So if we do this, is the easement around the building that we're also
it's just the portion where the tower is, because basically it's on the tank one
site, and there's a corner of the property where the building and the equipment is. So it's just that small area off to the
just
side.
Just a corner.
Yes, just a corner.
Right. So in regard to any equipment that's on the tank itself, it would be a wireless specific easement for the equipment on the tank, and then, as you mentioned, yes, the equipment on the ground.
Right, okay.
And how long is the cell tower going to continue to pay out? Is that in perpetuity? Is there a certain, what's the original agreement with the cell tower?
33 years.
33, and how far are we into that?
I think it ends in 2030.
So that's only 7 more years.
I think the original document was in 1997.
Something like that.
And then they'll handle any renewals of the lease agreement?
Yes, yeah, they're going to manage it from that point on.
According to their documentation on this, on the information sheet.
And that's correct. We would manage the leases and any sort of responsibilities that you have, we would then take on. Nothing would change about the current agreements.
Okay.
Okay, so 2030. They remove it? Do we know what they do? Are they going to
That's up to them.
Okay.
If they're going to renew it. Yeah. But there's a percentage.
Yeah, and just one. Yeah, yes. One point to that is if the tenant ever decides to leave your property, it's written in our easement agreement that if there's no cellular activity for 5 years, the easement is terminated.
So how much more property are they going to need for the easement if they lease more towers or more companies? Are they going to keep it?
Good question. So in terms of our revenue sharing, that net profits agreement that I spoke about, we typically ask for about 250 square feet, but that is also negotiable. And it could also be left as a floating 250 square feet where you guys say, sure, I could give you 250 square feet on this parcel. I'm just not sure where it's going to be yet. So that's fine. We can do that. Or you can say, hey, we can't afford to give you 250. We can only afford to give you 100 square feet on this parcel. That's fine. We're just only going to be limited to adding one tenant if you limit us to 100 square feet. So yeah, typically 250 square feet, but can be discussed.
It's a large parcel.
Is it?
It's way off the back. It's about a half a mile north of Seminole Drive.
Mm-hmm.
back there by the reservation.
How much property is it?
5 acres or more.
Oh.
But that cell tower there is feeding the mall, right, basically?
I'm not sure what the cell tower feeds.
Well, it's the one right by the mall.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just east of the casino.
It's all casino.
So that easement that's on there is nothing compared to the 5 acres?
No.
There's a little postage stand in the back.
Right.
It's
almost like equivalent of having an outhouse on 10 acres.
Yeah.
As far as the parcel that's where their equipment is currently.
So if they brought in, you know, 3-4 more people,
you can accommodate
plenty of room.
You can accommodate it.
Yes. Yeah. And no headaches. They take care of everything. They just send money.
Yep. Okay.
So then the next step, any other questions? Diana? Tess?
I believe the next step is you just need documentation from our end as far as the current lease agreement.
Correct. Once we get the current lease agreements, then we'll review, put our offer in writing, and then present that back to you.
Okay.
When we decide to negotiate the split, can we do that in the meeting, or?
I guess once they give us an estimate.
Then we can talk about that.
Yeah, we'd have to bring it to the board.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you, Brian.
I'll be in contact with you.
Okay. All right. Next item for discussion action is quote from Vivian to replace Securitas Technologies, formerly Stanley Security, as security provider.
So that's me. So currently we have Securitas, which merged with Stanley, and customer service isn't where it should be. I'm trying to reduce the rates, but I'm having a hard time. They're having a hard time coming up with previous documentation of all of our contracts. I sent them what we had.
Sent him another email that he needed addresses
because we need a revised quote. The original contract started in 2016, and the quote included the purchase of equipment. The equipment should be paid for,
but they don't have actual records of it.
So with Vivint, they gave me a quote for the office here. And of course, we have 5 other sites, but the major portion of our billing is the office here. So currently with Securitas, it's $597. With Vivint, it was $130 just for the office. But they do not open an account based on our tax ID number. They need the Social Security number. Yeah.
Well, how's that going to work?
That's why I brought it to the board's attention.
That would be a problem.
I got my brother. He passed away, though.
So that's the only sticking point. In order to save money, and I told him, I said, you know, I have a contract for so many years, and if I gave you my Social Security number, the next person that comes would have to transfer it over. So there'd have to be some kind of mutual agreement, or, you know, maybe it can be tied to a position on the board or something like that. So that's up for discussion.
So they don't have it. They're typically like a home?
Home, yeah, but they also do larger accounts.
And I explained to them what we needed as far as off-site areas, you know, almond vault, the tanks, the well houses and stuff like that. Because we have intrusion alarms, we have wet alarms, and we have power outage alarms. And I explained to him, he says, we can accommodate all that. But in order to start an account,
we need a Social Security number.
Social Security number for the larger account, too?
I believe so. They said they don't, because we have a tax ID number, but they said no, it has to be Social Security. So I can get quotes from other companies. I did get one from ADT, but he was just under the impression that he was going to have to install more equipment, which means we'd have to pay more out of pocket up front, and that's not what we wanted. Vivint was willing to give us a contract and spread out the equipment payments over 5 years.
Oh. typically they want a social security number because of your credit. What about kind of like a credit card, one where you don't have good credit and you put a deposit?
I can ask him for an alternative. I mean, I just like the savings on it. I mean, I could try other
yeah,
security systems.
Most of those credit cards, like after a year of one-time payments, they refund your deposit back to you.
It would still have to open the account. They'd still need the social, though. Right?
No, you have, if you have bad credit when they run your social security number, then they make you do one where it's prepaid, where you have to put in a deposit, and then after so many months of making on-time payments, I don't know if all places do it, some send the money back to you. You can get the money back for being...
Kind of like here, you know, our billing system. You put a deposit down after a year of paying your monthly bills consistently, your deposit is refunded, or it will start paying your monthly payments until it's used up.
Yeah, I just don't get how that gets us out of the Social Security number.
The reason they want it is to run your credit. That way, they can gain your credit if you don't make payments. If you don't give a social security number, it's kind of like a slap on the wrist, you know, if you don't make your payments.
But if you put 1 year's worth of payments in their account, and then after that, then
you have a
point. We'd have to see what additional options are.
Okay, I'll check additional options, and I'll also check with other security companies. But
like I said, because Securitas merged with Stanley,
the records didn't come over, and the customer service is not consistent. I mean, we're dealing with one billing issue, and I've been dealing with it for a month and a half.
Did they raise the rates when they switched over?
No. But I just thought it was a little outrageous. I know this technology is...
They'll be like, oh, you're talking to the wrong department. Let me transfer you to this person. They're like, oh, no,
And then you got to talk to India. And then India says, I'm not your account manager. You have to talk to this person in India. So it's in emailing, and it's a long, drawn-out process. I'd rather deal with someone that I could contact locally and get issues resolved with good customer service. So they're having issues.
Where are they from?
Securitas?
Uh-huh.
It's an international company now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I see him all over.
Yeah, and he didn't have the...
He said, I don't even know how to get the documentation to revise your account. It's got to go through all these different channels. And he used to know when it was Stanley. He knew.
But now that it's Securitas, it's got to go... He doesn't know which department to send it to.
The new program. So I'll work on it further, but I just thought I'd bring that to your attention, that it was going to require... Social Security number, and I'll look for additional options.
So we're just going to table that
one.
Okay, we're going to head out.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
So that's all I have to say about the dividend. So we can table that for future discussions.
Next up is discussion action number 4, recommendation of acceptance of contract of work for Broadway and Main Street cluster valve replacement project performed by MCC Equipment and Rentals, Inc.
Wasn't that done?
That's totally completed. The asphalt work, the permanent patching has been completed. Everything looks great. It was a great contract to work with. Their admin work was spot on. Their contract work was, everything went smooth. So had no problems with them. Like to use them again in the future. So that job is completed.
This is just for approval to accept that the work was complete so that the engineers can file it with, I think, the county or something.
So we need a motion on that?
Yeah, we need a motion.
I make a motion to accept it, you know. I think they did a fabulous job. I went over there and checked them out.
Yeah, you were there?
I went there the next morning, too, you know. I was there at 7:15 in the morning.
Whenever permanently favored?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Everything, you know. I second the motion.
All right. So the motion to approve the contract work for the Broadway Main Street cluster valve replacement project performed by MCC Equipment Rentals, made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to updates. First update is the Capital and Water District Operations Report by General Manager Pollack.
So I was just looking at an email that was updated for the RCAC loan. She just needs a few more documents. So she did respond as we were having our meeting. So, okay. Item number one, the RCAC loan for $165,000 at 4% interest rate depending on the processing date. It's a 10-year loan, and it's still we're still waiting approval on that, and that's for the rehabilitation of Well 4. And that's over there by the Cabazon outlet.
So that's been out of service since January of
2021. A pre-construction meeting was held on May 9th, 2023 for the tank repairs. Tank 2, 4, and 3 are going to be repainted, and inside of, well, tank 4 is going to have some structural repairs. And the scheduled start date is May 22nd, 2023. The target completion date of tank 4 is July 1st of 2023 because the tank is needed to maintain normal operations. So that has to be put back in service. So Mr. Davis requested to be present when we start draining the tank. So that's going to start being drained on Thursday at 200 gallons a minute because it has to be empty by Monday. So they put the scaffolding in there. So when I come by the office, I can take you over there and we can...
Thursday,
yeah.
What time?
About 11 o'clock. How's that?
Okay.
Put tubes in front of it.
What's that?
Yeah. Well, 200 gallons a minute ain't going to float around. But anyways, you're more than welcome to try. Okay, and I also posted on the back of this page, I gave most of you my operations update, so it has the current monthly well levels. They're pretty much consistently the same. I just put the static water levels on there for well 1, well 5, well 2. So that report is enclosed. You can see the static water levels, no dramatic change.
Not even after all the rain?
It takes a while for the water table to get recharged. Yeah. I mean, the bottom ones, you know, it's the bottom of the bowl. So wells 2 and 5, you're not going to see a dramatic change. But well 1, it's up higher in elevation. That's where you're probably going to see a little bit of differential up there. And of course, the other item I mentioned during the budget meeting was that the Cabazon Water District has 9 new service applications pending. And of course, I put that spreadsheet on the back on the top. So it talks about what we received in capital facilities charges or what's projected to be received. And one of the items is that we request half upfront, and then we give them one full year to pay the remainder of the amount of the capital facilities charge. So we currently have 9 pending. With the potential of Chick-fil-A, I don't know if that job is going to be completed in 2023 or 2024, but they're going to be required to put in a 2-inch service, a 1-inch service, and a 6-inch fire service. So those are the possible capital facility charges of $88,667,000. And of course, I did mention that I am currently reviewing the Stanley Security Agreement. Stanley Securitas is what it actually is. My goal is to reduce the rate, get a better quote from them. And of course, I explored Vivint, and their quote was $130 a month for the office versus $597 is what we're currently paying. Like I said, the only sticking point was it didn't require a social security number. But we'll look, I'll talk to them and see if there's other options that we can explore. Next item was the Tesla battery at System Well 2. Had some deficiencies shutting down the well during operations.
Tesla and their engineers arrived on site at April 27th to resolve the issues, and currently there's no current issues to report after they recalibrated it. And the district has replaced an additional 50 meters in April, bringing the total to 270 meters in 2023, allowing the district to improve building accuracy with 100%. And the district's goal is to replace 300 annually to the 980 active customers currently. And of course, we just heard from Symphony, Brian Katz of Symphony, with a proposal to purchase our lease agreement. Currently, it's $2,700 a month with a 2 to 3% annual increase. And Symphony is offering
a $3,000 a month cell tower lease.
So if the way I word it is misleading. So if they leased an additional cell tower
and they collect $3,000, we would share half of that with
the original $700,000 buyout. And that's what the program said. It's like whatever cell tower they acquire after the purchase, we would get 50% of the monthly revenue on the new towers that come on afterwards. And of course, Mr. Oshaderi wished to be on the agenda tonight, and one of the things I wanted to bring to his attention is we currently have no records of any contract agreements with his customers, and that we are following the proper protocols. We're giving him 30 days yellow tag regarding late billing, and of course we cannot shut off until 60 days past due. If they miss the extension date, then we can shut off the next day. So, and I did put our policy 11-1-4 that we follow our procedures according to the accounts.
Is this regarding me?
I'm just giving an update on operations, and then I'll let you know when you have the floor, Mr. Oshaderi.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're coming up soon. Okay. So that's all I have for operations. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next update is San Gregorio Pass Water Agency meeting by Director Davis and Director Brock.
I have nothing. They canceled, you know, meeting right here in the 8th, huh?
Yes.
So, we have nothing.
Okay. Next update is collaborative agencies meeting by Director Brock.
They just went over, Beaumont went to Washington and they talked to the senators and congressmen about the trains in Beaumont, their ongoing complaint about it. Kind of sat there with like,
Get stuck behind.
Nikki did stop them though and say, maybe you should talk to Cabazon, but they just kept going with their presentation, and that they're not having a meeting in July. Their next meeting is September 6th. I felt no sympathy for them. I just kind of was like, okay then.
Yeah, Banning starts complaining they got two underpasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is Community Action Committee meeting.
Yeah.
Director Davis.
They got like stopped real quick. They need to go through the storm, flood control, is it called?
Right.
Flood control and get permits. So they're all, fill out permits and everything for that, before they can go forward anymore.
Right, they got a bunch of front-end documentation they got to take care of before.
Mm-hmm. Victor said they're like at a standstill now, waiting for a permit to get approved.
Okay.
They don't have they got other investors,
Where are we? When were we going? Were we still going to every meeting of theirs, or only when
every
they
three
called?
Months? Yeah,
they're
every 3 months.
3 months now. It's only him that's going.
Okay, so we reduced it.
Mm-hmm. And that's all, They're waiting, And we're waiting for them to give us money so we can put pipeline.
Yeah.
We're
They got, you know, they're going to work on grants and stuff like that. You know, but, you
know, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
I gave them a good lead for a grant writer, and they never followed it.
Okay, next up is old business. First up is discussion action, customer concern, Paul Oshadiri on Date Avenue. So, Mr. Oshadiri, you still there?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna let our general manager kind of introduce this, and then I'll hand the floor over to you.
Okay, Mr. Oshadiri, we're talking about your service address on Date Street. Okay, so I'll let you describe what your concerns are, and then we can go from there.
If you recall from last board meeting, that I explained that how the criminal behavior of the tenant caused their water bill to go high, and the water company didn't disconnect it because they said they don't have the money. So they gave them time to pay the money, which was like $400 every month, but that wasn't enough to cover the whole thing. So it ends up with a deficiency of almost $1,000 after they left the house, which they damaged my house really badly. And they were using the water as a weapon against me and health department, telling them that the septic tank is full and that they dumped all the water to the septic tank to make it full. So there was no leak, and the water company approved that there was no leak. I mean, it says that there was no leak. So the water was using to destroy the septic tank. In the end of the meeting, I don't know her name, but the manager of the meeting, she said that if there is any deficiency, we're going to take care of it. That was the last word she said, that she didn't explain that. When I talked to Evelyn, she said, no, there is not such a thing. She even didn't say that in the description. So I said, she said that, I heard that, but she denied, she said no. And then she said that she talked to somebody, and they said if there is anything like that, they have to vote on it. Now, I don't know if you recall all those things, but that's what happened last time. So I would like all the member of the board appreciate if they can give the pay of that balance, which is $1,000 right now. So I can get the water back to the house, so I can repair the house and rent it out again.
I don't know if that made sense, but he had emailed me saying that one of the board members had said that balance was to be written off, and I said, I don't remember them saying that. Can you tell me where they said that in the audio? So I sent him a link to the audio, but he said you can't really hear it that well, so he wants the board to vote on that, because he says that that's what the board said last month.
Okay, well, I think we said if you have any discrepancies to bring them back to us, which you have, and I'm grateful that you've brought this to our attention and actually come to the board and shown up on the phone. So you guys seeing this? So we have, it looks like Deborah signed a payment agreement on 10/26/22, and then the bill has continued to get larger. Do we know what date it was turned off? Because I'm seeing this saying in March, but then I'm seeing water after March.
It was turned off on the 22nd, but they read the meters when they turned it off, so it shows up on the next bill, which was...
Okay, so it was turned off on the 22nd of April?
Of March. So...
No, April. No, 22nd of April.
So I have it here. 5:15, the meter was pulled, the lock was installed.
And then the lock was broken, so that's when we pulled the meter. So currently the bill with all the additional fees is $1,191.47 in order to restore that service.
Okay.
So we have records of payments. They kept their payment arrangements. Unfortunately, the usage kept continuing.
What was the total amount? Because it's different than the amount here.
The current amount due to restore the service is $1,191.47.
The reason why the dates are weird is because they read the meters on the 15th of March, so the March 30th bill is up until that date. And then the April 27th bill is from March 15th until they turned it off, which was the 22nd. I don't know why it says 4/13 on there.
Right. But I have, report here that says the issue date was 5/15 to pull or lock the meter. And when Mr. Oshadiri called on May 15th at 10 o'clock, and requested to only lock off and not pull the meter, and he would check every single night to prevent usage. The district does not pull the meter if the lock has been cut. So obviously we'll lock it off first because we don't want to pull the meter because it's just extra labor. But when the lock is cut, then we have to lock it and pull the meter to prevent usage. But he said, don't do that, only lock it. And he'll check every night for usage. That's what he said on May 15th at 10 o'clock in the morning on a phone conversation that he had with me and Ellen.
Yes, I should remind that the people that live in the back, the couple drug dealers, they have access to that house and they did a lot of damage to that house. And they're the one, I think they used the water and they broke the lock. And I saw that, and then I notified the water company by leaving a message, at midnight to last weekend. So the water company, that's why Mr. Mike called in the morning to tell us about that. So we had a conversation. And that was a few days ago, right? As I recall. Oh, it was yesterday. Yes. and the water was disconnected on the April 22nd. It's not March 22nd. It was disconnected on April 22nd after the April 21 failed. So in April 21 it failed. So they didn't pay the payment. That was the reason it was disconnected. So I don't remember anything about March.
Do you have the work order when it got shut off? I thought it was March.
It was March?
We're looking for the work order right now, Mr. Oshadiri.
Okay, sure.
So, service locked off for non-payment on the extension, 3/21/23. Locked off, did not comply with the payment arrangement. Sent the blue tag out on 3/20.
Yeah, it was in March that they locked it out because it was the day after the board meeting that they had it shut off. Because that was the day that it was due, was on the day of the board meeting, I believe.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that if you could cut it that fast. Because the tenants were still living there, coming and going. So.
Okay, well, the meter's been pulled, and the service is now locked off.
All right, yes.
So there'll be no usage, but we need to have the previous bill paid in full before we restore it.
All right, yes.
So is the tenant still there, living there?
Oh, no, they left.
Okay.
They left according to the court agreement. They were supposed to leave at May 4th, which they did, leave at May 4th. They promised in the court to do that.
So I was looking at this, board members, and I was doing some math because, I'm poor, I didn't have anything else to do. And
So I saw that he, that this tenant, looking at the bill here, it comes out to $145.35 in penalties and $51.77 in interest. So that total is $197.12. My initial thinking was that maybe since he didn't sign the agreement for the late payment, that was just an initial thought I had that I wanted to run by you guys, that maybe we forgive that, but that's up for discussion, and just charge him for the water that they used, because the water still got used, or what does anybody else thought?
I think he's willing to pay the water. I don't know about the fees and stuff, but he definitely still got to pay the water.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Water is how much?
The water is 850. Well, this is based off of the 1,040. People come in to support. Who comes in to talk about
anything?
How often do they come?
Yeah, and when we give everybody that comes in a fair shot.
They have the right to come in here.
You know me. But yeah, so what are you thinking?
Copy of the bill every month to both the tenant and the owner.
Yeah. So you're the owner.
He knows every month that it's going up. He gets a copy of the bill every month. It's not a surprise.
What are your thoughts?
Well, definitely have to pay the water. About the fees and stuff, I'm not really sure. But it is true. I mean, if let him off with the fees, all it takes is for one person and everybody, every...
They don't have. Nobody, they don't... They might.
They hurt something like that.
So the current charge is $1,048.52 with the additional fees of $142.95.
Those fees? Or what is the $195? What brings it up to the...
Those are the tagging fees, the meter removal fees, the cut lock fee.
Maybe you could leave that in and give them, I don't know, their motion?
You need to make sure that he understands that there's still a portion that has to be paid.
Yeah, what portion?
Hey. Can you hear us as we're discussing this, Mr. Oshadiri?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. I understand your question. What?
Okay. Right now, we're just discussing. We're just discussing amongst the board.
Your fees and your charges. That's what we're discussing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So what are you requesting, Mr. Oshadiri, other than to have your water reinstated?
That's the tagging fees. I don't have that.
To pay the balance.
The water. You want to pay the balance?
No, not me. The water company.
Once it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there
a
motion for that? Okay. At this point. We're looking at, it sounds to me like the board is talking about the penalties, the interest, and the fees associated with it. So right now there hasn't been, we're just discussing that right now.
Okay, sure, yeah. The exact balance you're talking about? Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you. Can you repeat that, Mr. Oshadiri?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry?
Yeah, we're just having some troubles hearing it over the speakerphone. So right now we're still just discussing what we should do.
Well, could you write off the $1,192? How much is the total? $1,192? Or $1,200? Could you write it off?
$1,191.47. The current charge is $1,048.52, so there's $142.95 worth of penalties, fees. That's for the fee of pulling the meter, the cutting of the lock, and the additional notification, the door tags. So that's where the $142.95 comes in. But as far as the usage, you used is $1,048.52.
So what is your decision?
We're discussing it still right now, Mr. Shadur. There hasn't been a motion made yet.
Oh, okay.
Do we have a motion? What are you guys thinking?
So the motion is to deny Mr. Oshidiri's request to have the board write off his balance on this account. And that was made by Director Davis and seconded by who? Director Tinchin? The motion is to deny your request to write off the balance on your account.
Okay, what is the vote on it? Is it somebody said yes or everybody said no?
We have not voted yet.
I'm about to vote.
You haven't voted?
We're getting to right now.
I'm going to do it right now.
The motion's been made, it's been seconded, and now we are about to vote.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
No.
So it was 4 yeses and a no, so overall
the motion passed
to deny your request.
4 yes and how many no?
4 yes and 1 no. 4 yes and 1 no. So you will have to pay $1,191.47 to restore your service at 52187 Date Avenue.
Okay, I'm kind of confused. You said 4 supported me or 4 didn't support me?
The motion passed, so you have to, so the bill is withstanding in full.
Oh, so yes means the bill has to be paid by me, right?
Correct.
And also only one person. Okay, could you put that data in writing and mail it to me so at least I have the order?
Yeah, I'll type up the minutes tomorrow and then I'll send them to you, but they won't be approved yet, but I can have it in writing. I'll send it to you so we can write it.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much for all your time.
Thank you, Mr. Oshidiri.
All right, thanks. Okay. Bye.
Next up on old business, discussion action, collaborative agencies discussion of benefits and potential vote to continue or stop participating with the group. So I know we had tabled this one until you were here, Diana. And it's on tab 6.
There's nothing in there.
Okay.
I have a little note.
So TAP has been going to the collaborative agencies one, and it seems that there's nothing really involving CABA's on there.
They used to, but they weren't
going either. Well, how do things get on the agenda there?
This was put together, almost 4 years ago.
Yeah, they go down the list of who's there, and we're included on the list, but nothing there is pertaining to us, because their list, as they go down it, They do call to order. They do their meeting minutes from the previous time. Then City of Beaumont talks. Beaumont Cherry Valley Water District talks. Beaumont Unified School District talks. Beaumont Library. Beaumont Cherry Valley Recreation and Park District. San Gregorio Memorial Hospital, which no, they haven't been there any time that I've been there. Beaumont Chamber of Commerce, which does most of the talking. Mount San Jac College, City of Cala Mesa, San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, and then us.
It was a good idea when they put it together, but the only thing that anybody's reporting is everything that you hear at the other meetings already that has to do with them and their stuff. I mean, every once in a while you hear about cool little things that are coming up, but all the stuff you get in the paper anyways. Literally does not help the water company at all.
If we had an issue and we brought it there, there's nothing that that could do.
Absolutely
it's
nothing.
Just for
it's just information purposes only.
We
know, hey, this is going on.
So do we think that we still want to be in this, or you two have been the ones that are going?
I really don't think there's. I mean, I don't think there's a reason to pay somebody to go.
I don't think the benefit is high enough for the paper.
I don't hear any other water districts. Do you guys go?
Yeah, because it's...
Well, how did they get to Washington? This little group didn't help
them
get to Washington.
Yeah, they went for their Chamber of Commerce.
It's a sitting down and having coffee with your neighbors moment. So if you want to, you know, stay... You know, informed of everything that's going on and you want to let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, like they discuss... Beaumont, how they're feeding the kids for the summertime, and you know their library things for the summertime, things like that. But nothing gets passed this way. Banning, apparently they've asked Banning to participate, and Banning just has never shown up. They've never cared to participate. So it stops at Beaumont.
Okay. A motion, and we're spending money to go to it every month. Is it twice a month? Once a month.
Once a month. Isn't that once every 2 months?
Yeah.
I make a motion to discontinue us going to the meetings. I second it. And so a motion to
continue attending the collaborative agencies meetings made by Director Moore, second by Director Brock. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Warville?
Aye. Okay. Next up is public comment, and I have a clip here from Mr. Kevin Wolfman. If you'd like to. Yeah, you got time, right? Yeah, come on up. Or you can talk there or wherever you want.
Okay. Thanks for. Kevin Walton, San Gregorio Pass Water Agency Director for Division 3, although my boundaries don't exactly touch your guys, but I'm here to just kind of represent our agency. In conversation with our general manager, he asked me to specifically, again, illuminate that we have entered into a contract with Cal Rural Water to the sum of about $200,000 for assisting, again, disadvantaged and small system operators, which obviously is you guys as well as others. So it's a pretty comprehensive package that we're looking at in terms of mapping all the different, really kind of getting a handle on everybody in the valley here, or the pass, I guess I should actually say. You know, being actively engaged. I know you just voted on something that just said, you know, this collaborative thing. So I would maybe just, you know, step out there a little bit with this, our relationship that, you know, we've entered in this contract. The idea is to help you and other disadvantaged, you know, small operators try to navigate not just the gap funding issues, but pretty much every aspect of your business where, you know, you're having trouble trying to make your day-to-day things, but, you know, advancing your goals, make it more sustainable, and kind of update things. So, such like GIS or whatever. Now, I'm just stepping out on a limb here a little bit. So you just took the vote not to participate, but I think there's still an engagement process that you still have to be involved. You can't be an island in yourself. We're making the overtures.
Collaborative basis.
We're in other ones.
Okay. All the water we're in.
Yeah. We still attend those meetings.
Okay, what I'm just saying is, I would say maybe your engagement may be through this relationship that you're having with us. You still need to have some kind of, kind of talk to the next door neighbor. We're kind of doing the opposite. We're reaching out to small disadvantaged, communities to help them, engage them in this big thing. Now, even stepping a little further, one of our studies that we're doing, we're kind of finishing up on is a feasibility study about the backbone pipeline and what that looks like. So we've been engaging people throughout the Pass area on what that might look like, saying if you wanted to participate or you see a value in that, what would that be? And so we're reaching out to, I think, So like I know there's been a bone of contention with the tribe, for instance, with you folks, but we're reaching out to them. We're reaching out to Banning Heights. We're looking at everybody in the Pass area and say, is there an expectation of bringing, advancing the water through the area? Well, that's happening because of talking to your neighbor, talking to people in the Pass area. So I think there's still a value. I'm not, so I think that you can't just completely be an island to yourself. Now maybe, using us to be helpful, doing that, collaboration through, that Cal Rural grant, still, I think there's some value in it but you've done your thing. So, the idea is that we're, through that Cal Rural grant or that relationship, we're extending, offers to help other people. So the idea, just reaffirming that tonight, that we really want to be an active participant in that. What we would hope, though, is that, as you anticipate projects and needs, you come to us early and not just at the last minute, where you really find yourself in a jam. If you anticipate you have some kind of an issue or, you're short on something or you see a project that could, that you see that we could benefit with that relationship, get to us early, communicate that, and as you're developing your master plans and stuff, I would say that, engaging in some of those conversations really will help us help you, to try to make the whole thing better.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been time. I'd love for you guys to actually get on the agenda, because for the past 4 meetings, we've had a representative here, and it's just been for public comment, so we can't
engage
and have a discussion.
Yeah, because Mickey's been here a few times.
Yeah, you can't keep Mickey to 3 minutes. That's really hard.
No, it is. Yeah. I would say that would ask us to engage and, put us on an agenda and invite us. I mean, we don't really.
We have a whole committee that goes to your guys' meetings.
Right.
I mean, you're not ours, right? It's Yabara, Mickey, and Duncan.
Ron Duncan.
Yeah.
Right. I would suggest, though, if you have a topic that you would like us to respond to, I mean, we can respond also. But it's kind of a little bit of a guesswork thing. We don't know what we don't know. Kind of going back to that thing, as you engage us in conversation and others, we're going to have a lot better idea of what we can, bring to the table to you specifically if you have a topic. Tonight was just, again, I'm here doing the 3-minute, talk to you, say, if there's something that you wanted something to go back, I can do that. But, in a more formal setting, I think, again, an invitation to talk. That's what other agencies typically do with us, is to Banning just had our general manager do a presentation on our what we're doing, kind of the State Water Project, all of other projects, and did everything. And that was by invitation. So we offer that as well, too. Then you have a pretty good idea where we're going, our stuff.
I met with Lance, and I kind of let him know what our needs are. So if we have something that's you know, we're going to be struggling with, and I'll definitely be a formal request for us to attend or you to attend.
I think, you know, especially if you have a topic in mind, I mean, you know, we can guess. That's why we're here, is we want to be a, you know, a good neighbor. We want to try to be that, you know, pitching the, you know, the collaborative thing, you know, the small system help, you know, but we have to have that communication. And so if you have something in mind, you know, put us on your agenda.
Definitely will do.
Okay, anything that you would like me to take back since you have me here?
I would love that, but we can't, maybe afterwards if people want to talk to you, but we can't do that right now because it's only on public comment. So.
True. An agenda. So what I do understand, though, is you would like to have that conversation. So would you best say that through Lance as a staff thing versus a board?
I mean, I'll meet with your staff and meet with the board, and then I'll bring back the information here. So if it's anything we need to,
we can put some on the agenda too and talk about it.
Right.
Then we're getting to that part, and I've already got stuff brewing about that. So yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't make a decision on my own. It's us and the board. So
absolutely.
I kind of come back with ideas and meet with people, and if it's agreeable and equitable, then we kind of all vote on it.
So I'll just suggest that I'll go back to our general manager and have this dialogue, and then we can work on it. So thank you for entertaining me this night.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
Thank you.
We really do. Okay, so next up is future agenda items. There you go, Sarah. Jump on it. Huh? Oh, yeah. I would like to suggest that we talk to Cass Water Agency and see if they'd like to come and talk to us and have our representative here, because that's not really a neighbor thing. We are part of their district. And like I said, you get Ron Duncan here, you get any of the guys that are representatives for there, they want to go on for hours and they want to talk and they want to engage. So I don't know if that's maybe something we could do, is have a standing Pass Agency Water, just a snippet on here, and then if nobody from there shows up, then okay, they're not here. But if they do show up, we can get them in and out quicker.
Right.
If they want. I don't know if that's what they
probably a good way to do it.
That's
pretty smart.
Yeah, but
instead of running away when there's a minute left of the meeting.
Yeah.
Stay and listen and find out. Yes, please. Okay. Anything else? It's our last bunch today. Okay. Management comments.
No, all good.
Board member comments? Okay, miscellaneous future board items, next board meeting dates. We have May 22nd, 2023 and 6/12/2023 San Gregorio Pass Water Agency meeting. 5/24/2023 at 5 p.m. San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee meeting. 6/20/2023 at 5 o'clock p.m. is a Finance and Audit Committee meeting. June 20th, 2023 at 6 p.m. is the regular board meeting. August 12th, 2023 at 10 o'clock a.m. is the Community Action Committee at Calzon Library, and September 6th of 2023, 5 o'clock p.m. is Collaborative Agencies meeting at Beaumont, which we're no longer going to attend, right? Okay. Next is Personnel Committee, that is to be determined. And then do I have a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn at 7:12 by Director Tincher, second by Director Morris. Director Brock.
Aye.
Director Tincher.
Aye.
Director Morris.
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye.
And Director Wargo.
Aye.
All right. We need adjourn 7:12 on Tuesday, May 16th.